Hello.
Hello there, am I speaking to James?
Who's speaking?
Hello, James. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's in regards to your time at Craigie Residential School in Kilmarnock, you know, the inquiry you've made.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's just really clear, James, to get our set up for you and get the ball rolling. Is that a good time for you?
I'm in my shop just now, but I haven't got any customers in at the moment, so it's fine just now.
Yeah, no, not a problem then, James. So if you need to go through some details, if you like to say, and I'll explain the process. Now, the good news with these claims at the moment there, James, the average refund we are getting back is around £45,000 per claim. So that's the average what you can look to get back, okay? Now, just to confirm with yourself, I've got your name as James Cassidy, is that correct?
Yep.
Fantastic, James. Let's get that down, Cassidy. And just to confirm there, it's C-A-S-S-I-D-Y, isn't it, yeah?
Yep.
Yep, fantastic there, pal, no problem. Now, James, we've also got an email for you. The email we have is jamescassidy100@hotmail.com. Is that correct?
Yep.
Perfect, James. Could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please, James?
10/7/63. Morning.
63, did you say?
No, 62.
62, sorry about that.
Yep.
And could you just confirm your door number and postcode for me, James?
It's number 75, and it's G for Golf, 81, 4, C for Delta, C for Papa.
Let's have a look. Let's find that one for you. Is it Benbow?
Yeah, Benbow Road.
Yeah, perfect. Good stuff there, pal. Let's add this one to your file for you. Okay. Now, James, I've got down, of course, you was in the school. Let me just make sure I got the right one for you. Of Craigie Residential School in Kilmarnock. Is that correct?
Aye, I think it was Cross House, Kilmarnock. I was only there for about 6 weeks, but...
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. That's not
somebody
a problem.
Somebody was in there. He was in there and he spoke to me about it. He's like, right, he's
yeah.
Contacted yourselves.
Yeah, no, no problem. Like I said, you've been in care, even if it was just a week's time, and, you know, some kind of abuse happened, whether it was mental, physical, or sexual, you are eligible to make a claim because, like I say, you have been put in care by your local authority at the time anyway. Now, James, have you ever... No, that's fine. Was it just like a slap here and there, maybe, you know, name calling, abuse of you?
I had that. Plus, they came in and they shined the torch. I was in a dormitory.
Yeah.
It was only about 8 or 9 or 10. I was only a young boy. And they pulled us out of bed because he was waiting because he heard a noise. And they pulled me up and wet the bed. And then they started slapping me and took me to a bath and put me in a cold bath with a bollock soap.
Yeah.
But I mean, it happened a couple of times, but it was just, it wasn't anything.
Yeah. You know what I understand you saying? I know it wasn't like sexual or anything, but it was still abuse. You know, that shouldn't be happening to an 8-year-old. Especially not, you know, these people have got a duty of care and they're not doing the duty of care, they're just treating it like a facelift, that's all they're doing really, you know, treating you horrible.
Have you been known by
any other names other than James Cassidy? You ever change your name?
No, it's always been James Cassidy.
Okay. And
I can't remember the exact date of his there.
No, that's fine, don't worry about that. Like I say, any questions we ask you, Creator James, if you don't know them, just let me know, because what we're going to do anyway, we're going to do a search with the local authority. They'll tell us what school you was in, what dates it was, and things like that. So don't worry too much about that. Like I say, I'm going to ask some questions in a moment now as well about family life. So, like your siblings and mum and dad, if you don't know any of those, just let me know. Or if you don't want to give the information, just let me know, James. It's not a problem. James, what are your parents' names, pal, your birth parents?
The two of them are dead now, but it was James Cassidy and Marjorie Cassidy.
James and Marjorie. Okay. Fine. And do you know where you lived before you went into care?
It was 22 Lady Lone Place.
Lady Lone Place?
Place. It was G, I can't remember the exact postcode because it was G15, but I wasn't sure if it was ALB or no, but it was Lady Lone Place, Crum Chapel.
That's for you. It was 22 Lady Lone Place. Let's have a quick search. Let's check. Lady Lone Place, Glasgow. Let's have a look.
I don't know if it's still the same number now, but they've kind of knocked something at doing because we stayed above the shops. And it's the shops that are there now.
Yeah. Does G158RX ring a bell?
No.
No. We'll just leave it as Lady Lone for now. Then, like I say, when we do the search anyway, it will reveal that, so it's not really an issue. Let me just write that down for you. And have you got any brothers or sisters at all, James?
Aye.
Yeah, what are their names, pal?
The oldest one's Catherine Cassidy. And
yep.
Favor John. A-V-E-R. John Cassidy.
Yep.
Elizabeth Cassidy.
Elizabeth, yeah.
And my younger brother, Patrick Cassidy.
Patrick, was that one?
I don't think any of them went to it. Just me. I don't know why I get...
No understandable part. And you say you were 8 years...
Aye.
Yeah, you say
I was only about 8 years old
when you went
there. Aye. Yeah. I was in primary school halfway through it, I'm sure, in about.
Yeah. No, not a problem, pal. And how long do you reckon you're doing there for? Say around 6 weeks, you think?
Round about 6 weeks. Aye.
Yeah.
My mum used to send money down for pick money, for puck money. And then not for purposes,
yep.
There was nothing there, you know, it was just stupid things, it wasn't it? You get a few slaps,
yeah.
And all that kind of thing, you know, and happy sand, no sand, what do you call them, sand shoes,
no,
belt and different things.
And that's the crazy thing as well, back then, you know, a belt or a slap would be normal, wouldn't it? So you think it was
normal.
Normal. That's the same as me, you know, I used to get a slap on the back of the head if I was not. I'm not going to lie, it's how I learnt right from wrong. It did teach me right from wrong, but these people, like I say, their duty of care, they're not supposed to be doing that. Fair enough, your parents, you know, they're your parents. A lot of people do get a slap around the ear all now and then, but like I say, these people shouldn't have been doing that to you.
Nah,
now,
it was a cold bath, like, you know, I was prepared to go to sleep at night because I'd went to bed a couple of times.
No, that's it. You're going to as well if you're out of your comfort zone as well. You know, even putting into the children's home, you're out of your comfort zone, you are going to lash out and you know, do little things like that. Even,
it was
even
a residential school, but it wasn't really like a jail kind of thing. It was like a residential school. I went there and I can't even mind the reason. Because I'm 64 this year.
Yeah. And, okay, so James, in regards to yourself as well, we do have to ask this question. So if something was to happen to you, God forbid it does, but if something was to happen and you're not here to get the owner, who would you like to be your beneficiary? Who would you like to receive
my daughter.
On your behalf?
My daughter.
What's your daughter's name, James?
Francesca Cassidy. Francesca Banks, isn't it?
Banks, B-A-N-K-S.
Yeah.
Yep. Have you got a telephone number for Francesca at all?
I can't even get a number. No.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'll do then, James, because obviously I'm guessing if something must happen to you, Francesca would end up with your belongings. So I'll put your number down, so... I'm guessing she'll keep it on if something must happen, wouldn't she? So,
that's our I just kind of mind the mobile number. I know my own mobile, but I don't know my daughter's. I put it on the phone somewhere.
No, that's fine, pal. Don't worry about it at all. So, Craig, James, this is just for your statement now. So, when you moved into Craigie in residential school, I know you've told me briefly what happened. Could you just tell me the odd little things that was happening going on there?
There was a lot of things happening. They were pulling people out of bed and giving them a belt. They were making a noise. But it seemed to be at night. It was more at night than me. You know what I mean? I just hung into a cold bath. You know, I didn't know if it's carbolic soap. But they were doing it with other people as well. And everybody knew what you'd done. They used to have a mattress up against the window with the window open, try to dry it off. And then I was lying on the floor because I didn't have any better to lie because the bed was soaking. They gave you a blanket, you know. And that was it. There's a lot of people trying to escape it as well. Then they get took back, then they get lured for it, you know. There was a lot of nice people in there as well, but, you know, there was... At least you could sit at night and get your hot chocolate and your digestive biscuit before you went to bed. That was about the best thing about the place.
Yeah, so there was some nice people who actually took the job seriously and did what they were supposed to, you know. That's good. But you should be like that with all of them. But like I say, you know, you do get the odd ones here and there where they ruin it for everybody else. So I'm writing down exactly what you said. They would belt me. What would they belt you with? Was it actually a belt or was it like a chain?
No, they had one of their leather belts. I'm sure they had one of them. And a sand shoe.
Yep.
They scaled me out to the backside for that when they found it wet and put me to this toilet and... And the cold bath. Oh, sorry.
Okay, that's understand. No, it's fine. Now, James, there is one thing we do need from you to start a claim for yourself on your behalf. Now, that's just proof of identity. So, what we'll need is either a driving license, a bus pass, or a passport, whichever one of those you've got, and then just a letter that proves where you live.
Yep. Okay. I've got all that.
So, yeah, perfect. So like I say, it can be a driving license, bus pass, or a passport, any of the three. And then just any letter you have that's dated in the last 3 months, any letter whatsoever. So please take a photo of proof of identity. I'm just going to send you a message now.
Okay. I mean, I've got my driving license and I've got my bus pass as well.
No, that's fine. That's proof of address. So I've just sent you a quick message via WhatsApp Messenger, James. Now, all you need to do, James, if you open WhatsApp on your mobile phone, I just need you to take a picture of your driving license. And then if you've got a letter there, take a picture of a letter. If you've not got a letter there presently, James, just a driving license.
No, I'm in my shop. Just now, I own my own business, so I'm in my shop.
No, that's fine. If you've got your driving license, James, take a picture of that for me. Now, James, there are 3 ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself about a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. They can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, with ourselves, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so we it all depends on your circumstance, really, James. With ourselves, the average we get back is around £4,000 to £5,000. If you was to go to Redress Direct, you'd get around £10,000, because that's the fixed sum that they
always offer. I don't want to go to court or nothing like that, because it's embarrassing as well.
Oh, no, James, you never will need to do that, James. With these claims, to be fair, James, they never go into court. They're always paid out straight away. Because all we've got to prove, James, is that you was in that children's home for 6 weeks. Yes. That's all we've got to prove. We have to prove what happened, because they know what was happening there. You know, it won't just be yourself who's got a claim in against this children's home. There'll be thousands of people, James. For example, I had three clients on the phone. That's it. So I had 3 clients on the phone yesterday, and they was all in the same children's home, and they all knew each other. Because one of them passed me on to the other one, the other one passed me on to the other one. You all knew each other, it was crazy. But like I said, that was one called Craig I Do. Craig I Do Children's Home.
Yeah.
So, James, if you can open WhatsApp Messenger for me.
No, just do it just now.
Yeah, yes, I'm on the phone. Just a driving license. Are you not able to? I'm on the phone, James. Would you like me to pop the phone down while you do it?
Aye, please, if you don't mind. Then, if you phone me back in a couple of minutes. Right, and I'll send it to you right then, you can. Okay, thank you.
Perfect. All right, I'll call you back in a few minutes, James. Thank you.